Bucky Bacall with the Backyard Chicken Broadcast. Way back in the early days of the Backyard Chicken Broadcast, before we were internationally syndicated and keeping our archives on RadioForAll.net, I reported on a lawsuit brought by an Arkansas family against a corporation by the name of Alpharma, who manufacture Roxarsone, an arsenic-laced feed marketed as a safe way to control intestinal parasites and promote growth in chickens. The lawsuit contends the arsenic is transferred to chicken poop and then degrades into an even more dangerous form of the toxin when it's spread as fertilizer on farm fields. They say, as do many industry critics in science and medicine, that the toxins are carried from the fields to Prairie Grove, the Arkansas town where the plaintiffs live, through water, wind, and human and vehicle traffic, and have caused cancer in their town, and specifically, leukemia in their son. The family also sued several poultry concerns, including Cargill and Tyson Foods, charging that the poultry industry is aware of the dangers and doesn't care. The lawsuit was originally filed in December 2003. The first time I reported on it, the trial was just finally getting underway. Almost 3 years later, in September 2006, the plaintiffs worked to show that dust samples from attics, homes, and businesses in the area have high levels of arsenic. They said the samples were matched through fingerprinting to litter applied on nearby fields. What amazes me is the length the poultry industry will go to avoid responsibility for their actions, and in this case, the degree to which the judge was going along with it. Not only did Judge Smith refuse to certify the case as a class action suit, but she accepted the demand from the poultry companies named in the lawsuit that the plaintiffs can't talk about the poultry industry, even though the practices named are indeed industry-wide. The companies claim the plaintiffs are trying to blame the entire poultry industry to avoid the task of trying to prove that their specific company caused the arsenic pollution. The judge also sided with the corporation's request to exclude all references to odor and dust clouds associated with chicken litter, because they say there's no connection between dust clouds and exposure to arsenic. Meanwhile, the poultry companies want to discuss alternative sources of arsenic poisoning at length, even though they have no evidence that the family filing the lawsuit or anyone in the town could ever be exposed to those sources. Alpharma argued that arsenic doesn't cause leukemia, even though the Department of Health and Human Services, the International Agency for Research on Cancer, and the EPA have all determined that inorganic arsenic is carcinogenic to humans. They also argued that the family could have been exposed to arsenic before Alpharma bought the rights to Roxarsone in 1991, and questioned how much arsenic the family was exposed to. From what I read, most of the supposed scientific debate was based on attacking the family's scientific witnesses because they were either paid, which is what both sides do, or connected to the case by their own lawsuits about the product and its effects. 3 months after the trial started, I was dismayed to read the news that the jury found that the plaintiffs did not meet the burden of proof, which the judge set very high, and therefore Alpharma was not found liable for illness. But the case was not over. On appeal, the Arkansas Supreme Court said Judge Smith should not have dismissed Northwest Arkansas poultry companies. A new trial involving Tyson Foods, Cargill, George's, Peterson, and Simmons, as well as Alpharma, was ordered. Meanwhile, attorneys for 138 people in 9 lawsuits claiming chicken litter caused cancer and other health problems in Prairie Grove requested an additional trial judge assigned to the cases so they could be heard more quickly this time around. The motion, filed June 25, 2008, contends the cases have dragged on for more than 5 years, with one part of one case being tried so far. The motion contends that an additional judge should be appointed to hear some of the cases. Honestly, I nearly forgot about this case. And when it did cross my mind, I kind of figured it faded away. That's one thing that polluting and poisoning corporations hope for, to get out of the limelight long enough for everyone to forget about the problem. I'm really glad this case has come up again and will be eagerly watching for results. For all the poultry industry's resistance to taking responsibility for their practices in these trials so far, this case doesn't even address the more direct and widespread question of, does arsenic get into the meat that people eat? The industry has always said no, but studies show otherwise. According to the Institute for Agriculture and Trade Policy, brand name chicken products sold in American supermarkets and fast food restaurants are widely contaminated with arsenic. The Institute for Agriculture and Trade Policy are food advocates who promote resilient family farms, rural communities, and ecosystems around the world through research and education, science, and technology. The Institute tested 155 samples from uncooked supermarket chicken products and found 55% carried detectable arsenic. Arsenic was more than twice as prevalent in conventional brands of supermarket chickens as in certified organic and premium brands. All 90 fast food chicken products tested by IATP also contain detectable arsenic. The study concludes, there is good news. Consumers can limit or eliminate their arsenic intake in chicken by making smart choices about which chicken to buy. Testing found plenty of supermarket chicken without detectable arsenic. Birds sold under organic labels can't legally be given arsenic. And I guess that is good news, but as I discussed in previous shows, certified organic chicken, or chicken labeled free-range, are quite likely to be raised by a large producer in factory conditions, and with a much more limited and less nutritious diet than true free-range chickens raised in backyards or microfarms. The even smarter choice is to forego store chicken entirely, and limit yourself as much as possible to eating only what you raise yourself. Personally, I'd have to be very, very hungry to eat chickens whose personality I know so well and who have already benefited me so much by eliminating bugs from my garden, increasing my vegetable yield with their nitrogen-rich and arsenic-free poop, and provided me with a couple hundred eggs every year. But I can understand why someone might need to make that choice. The important thing to me is to convince everyone with a few hundred square feet of land, no matter where they live, to share their space with chickens in a way that's responsible to the environment, local economies, the genetic diversity of the species, and which ensures the quality of life of all living chickens. That's the way to true food security. For links to more information on the lawsuit, or to the complete study I mentioned, Playing Chicken, Avoiding Arsenic in Your Meat, visit BuckyBacaw.org. Until next week, this is Bucky Bacaw. I had a good time. Bucky Bacaw's Backyard Chicken Broadcast was produced by the Sagebrush Variety Show with support from Boise Community Radio and the Green Institute.